finishing French wood statue. Boy, I'll tell you, when you make that kind of decoration, that really puts you on the line. All right. We looked at the first step of effort, the second step of faithful, the third step of kindness. Last week, we spent a bit of time on the step of understanding. Tonight, we look at the fifth step, which is patience. Okay? You want people to be patient with you. Okay? And you need people to be patient with you. If somebody is a friend, they will be patient with you. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you want to turn to that, that's where we're going to be looking at some verses. And of course, you want people to be patient with you. And if you are a friend to somebody, you know what's coming. You need to be patient to them. Verse 4, the very first part, charity suffereth long. You need to be patient. You may not like something, but, you know, you need to be patient with a person. and verse 7, the latter part of it, it says, endureth all things. Charity endureth all things. And so if you're patient with somebody, okay, you will, as verse 4 says, suffer long with them or about them. And as the end of verse 7 says, is that you'll endure. It doesn't give up. If you have a friend, that friend may do some things you don't care for. Have you ever had a friend that's always pleased you? Always did what you felt they should do? Have you always done what somebody who called you friend wanted you to do? Of course not. We're human. We have an old nature. We have just plain old human nature, okay? And between that old nature and the human nature, and sometimes they're one and the same, but nevertheless, we don't always please other people, and other people don't always please up. But we need to be patient and not give up. And then the sixth step is when we're building a friendship, and remember, you're building a friendship. It doesn't just happen. It takes work. You have to work at it, and it comes one step at a time. Now, you know, for the sake of the illustration and teaching it, we put effort first, we put faithful, then we put kindness. These steps, you could really put these steps, any one of them, on any level. The point is, you need to work on these things, and you need to this could be your best prayer list, depending on how you are when it comes to friendship, depending on how many friends you have, depending on the interaction. And I've said so many things, and I can't repeat them all, or we'll never get through this, okay? But, you take this and pray about it. Now, you know which one of these is your weakest. You know which one is your strongest point. And so if being patient with people is a strong point with you, well, then you thank God for that. But if being faithful is a weak point, well, then you need to pray about that. These are in steps that we've listed, but, you know, where you are in building a friendship. Now, listen, we talk about building a friendship. Back there in the red vest. Yeah, that's you, Pat. She looked down to see what she was wearing. That's my best friend. Now, here again, here I go with television. Okay? And there's a commercial, and I love commercials. Okay? Now, some of them aggravate me, but generally I like commercials. Well, there's one for, it's Jared's jewelry store. Okay?
He went to Jared's.
And now Jared's, Kay's, and I forget the name of the other one. The three of them apparently are owned by the same corporation. They all have this. But it's a ring, mainly a ring, but you can get it as a pin. You can get it as a necklace. I think it's marvelous. I won't get one, okay? Because, well, you'll understand what I say. The ring has two diamonds on it. The one stone is for your friend. The other stone is, I think, for your wife. Is that what it says? For your wife, okay? And they're just two stones in that ring. Two heart-shaped stones. One for your friend, one for your wife. Okay? There's my friend.
Yes.
She's my wife, too.
I like it.
Okay? Now, I need to practice all of these things with her. Mm-hmm. Okay? All of these things. And she practices them with me. Now, she's working hard on that patient one. Okay? Because I know this is going to surprise you, but I'm not always the easiest person to live with.
Yes.
See, pastor shock. But she does real well with the kindness thing. Okay. You say, well, which is her weak point? Which is her weak point? You think I'm going to say that even if I dared to think it? I could get judged just for thinking. And so, in other words, you need to practice building the relationship, the friendship, with even a spouse. How about your children? Teach them to do it. But we need to do that even with our children. Every one of these steps, you see, is something that needs to be practiced with our children. Endureth all things. Boy, just depending on where they're at in their growing up process. Do you ever notice how sometimes your patience can be tested? And you sometimes it's just a matter of enduring, okay? But the end result, okay, is charity. And charity is the characteristics of love, okay? And so these are things that we need to do in many different relationships, not just typical friendship, category. That's what we usually think of it. And then the next one is desire. We want an individual who's a friend to have a desire for us. We want them to want our best. Verse 4, charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, envieth not boastful, not jealous. An individual who's a friend and is jealous, boy, you better watch out, okay? Because you can't have a good friendship relationship, can't have a good friend if somebody is jealous. And verse 5 tells us that charity seeketh not her own. Okay, charity is not selfish. An individual who is a true friend is not selfish, and will always be considerate of the other person. And then verse 6, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Listen, when a person is a true friend and something bad happens to you or something doesn't go right, they don't get a little bit of delight in it. And it's not good for us, even if an enemy has a problem,
that's
for
right.
us
yes,
to delight in the fact that they've got a problem.
That's right.
When that begins to happen, you know you have something about yourself you need to pray for. Okay, and especially in friendship. And then the last step, the seventh step, is consideration. We want a friend to be considerate toward us. and toward our feelings. Verse 5 says, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Consideration, they're not rude. They're not unmannerly. Well, that's just how they are. You know, I know they really like me. I know they're really my friend, but sometimes they just get out of the wrong side of bed. Turn the bed around. It's never okay to be rude. Now, sometimes in the old nature and in the flesh, when we're not yielded to the Spirit, we may be rude. We may act rude. You know what we need to do when we find that to happen? We need to find the person to whom we were rude and apologize. Yeah. You know, I said something, I did something, I have no idea why. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry. And it's never okay to be rude. Isn't quick to be upset or to upset. Verse 5 is not irritable, touchy, or resentful. Okay? Not irritable or touchy. Did you ever have a friend where you had to walk in eggshells? Because, you know, just depending on what you said, it would set them off. Listen, you better just step back. I'm not saying abandon that person. They likely need you, but you're not going to build a strong two-way relationship with somebody that is so touchy and irritable. A person who's a true friend does not keep a record of wrongs that you've done.
Better believe that, yes, sir.
Okay? When somebody keeps a record of wrongs that you've done, and then when you finally talk about it, which often what happens is one or the other blows up. Yeah. And whether it's the one who blows up or the one who's been blown at, okay, the blowee or the blower, okay, when you've got to stop. That's something that needs confessing. Now, it needs to be confessed to the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, if you blow up at somebody, you really need to confess to them. Now, you must confess to the Lord. But listen to me. I'm going to say this, and I'm not sure I can totally back this up. You ought to confess to them before you confess to the Lord. You say, well, why is that? Because a lot of times we think, well, as long as we confess to the Lord, that takes care of them. That's all that matters. No, not when you've blown up at someone. You have to confess to them. You know, confession is not easy. We don't like to admit when we've done wrong. And therefore, it's very difficult. But we need to do that. Because all of them things in 1 Corinthians 13, we need to be practicing in our life so we can build the kind of relationships we need to. Now, there's so much more I'd love to talk about. I like to talk. Did you ever notice that? And you see, I'm a talker. My wife's a conversationalist. You see, all a talker needs is a subject and an ear. A conversationalist, they need another person. They go back and forth. One says some things, the other one responds, the other one says something, and the other one says something, and the first one responds, back and forth. There's a difference between being a talker and conversationalist. Now, I work at being a conversationalist, but I delight in being a talker. Maybe that's why I like preaching, you see? I don't know. The Lord called me. Maybe it's because he knew I was a talker. I don't know. Shall we add any psychologists here that we could add? Father in heaven, oh, we are so frail, so inept, and how much we need you to be at work in our lives. And we pray that you would indeed conform us to